Newmarket Today welcomes letters to the editor at deborah@newmarkettoday.ca or via the website. Please include your full name, daytime phone number and address, for verification of authorship, not publication. Re. Premiers united in fight against threatened tariffs despite chaos, in Ottawa, Ford, December 16, 2024. It's no surprise that opposition and dissenting provinces have come out in full force this past week. That's politics these days, exaggeration included. But is what happened in Ottawa truly chaos, as Premier Doug Ford claims? Enough to justify calls for a $500 million to $600 million early election? What's happening in Gaza? That's true chaos. In Syria or South Korea, we see citizens fighting for survival or against martial law. In Ottawa, we saw a parting of ways between the Prime Minister and the Finance Minister, which isn't new. The timing wasn't ideal, but the interim budget was prepared, ministers were reorganized in days, and plans are in place to address global challenges, including managing a disruptive force like Donald Trump. So, why the hype? If Ottawa's disagreements are chaos, as Ford says, what does that make Ontario? The premier is under RCMP investigation, alongside a former housing minister who resigned over critical portfolio issues. The premier faces scrutiny over Ontario Place, Ontario Science Centre dealings, the beer store buyout, and multiple Auditor General red flags. In Alberta, Premier Danielle Smith's push for provincial sovereignty comes with allegations of conflict of interest and a policy shift offloading environmental cleanup costs to taxpayers while absolving fossil fuel companies. If these aren't labeled chaos, why the frenzy over federal matters? The manufactured outrage only serves those looking to distract from important policies. Sure, the PM has made mistakes, but let's not pretend others vying for leadership are spotless. Despite appearances, this minority government has a pretty decent report card. Maybe that's why more than one party has had to pull together. Let's not lose perspective or let an overhyped narrative force a rushed election. Canadians have more grit than that. Our focus should remain on the real issues, not theatrics. I'd rather be frustrated with a leader pursuing sound policies on climate, housing, and health than fearful of ones risking our future and threatening vital programs, all while distracting us with catchy slogans and misinformation. Now is the time to stick to the big picture, solve pressing problems, and reserve elections for when they're truly needed. Melanie Duckett Wilson, Newmarket.